Howdy, everybody. This is the Friday's podcast here on readaboutit.com. I'm Reed. This is About It. And as always, I'm sorry. I got awfully busy last couple of weeks, as you can tell from the sporadic postings here on the website. But I promise you, I'll keep stuff coming. Might be some classic read. Hey, if you haven't read it yet, it's new to you. And also some little observations over the next couple of weeks as I keep things going. It's been very busy from work, from personal perspective, from just the hecticosity of my life. First thing is at work, it was crazy because those of you that don't know, I work in television. But Reed, you're always making fun of television. Yeah, that, as Dennis Miller says, that should probably indicate the whore-like nature of my existence. But anyway, I work in television as a sportscaster, and in Texas, the biggest things to do with local sports, and that's what you got to cover in a local market, are state championship days. Anybody that's seen or read Friday Night Lights, all I can tell you is it's a lot more serious than they let on. You know, if Friday Night Lights made it out to be life and death, it's a bit bigger than that. But anyway, that was mid-December. Then first day of February is realignment, which is a huge deal for all the schools around here moving up and down in classification and having their opponents for next year change. That's a big deal. Then Wednesday is signing day. And I put about, 200-300 miles on my car. The station's car. We're not going anywhere in Reed's car, okay? But Wednesday I did that. So we've been very, very busy at work. And so, of course, I haven't been making with the funny. Most of the funny stuff that I've come up with over the past week was just so full of profanity. It was more like Dennis Leary with somebody running over his foot in the parking lot, really. It wasn't so much funny, just a blast of profane expression. So I figured that probably wasn't best to post up here, but that's one of the things that's going on. Also, from my writing perspective, things are going well. One of my resolutions, I'm well on the way to doing that, and so a lot of times when I'm writing, I'm not writing for the blog, I'm writing for other stuff. So, and hopefully I'll have something to show you guys pretty soon. Hopefully I'll have something to show myself pretty soon also. But anyway, I digress. The other thing is that, we're just busy. Some of you have noticed the counter, which is on the upper left of the website of readaboutit.com. The days until Heath. That is where a friend of mine lives, and we will get together this weekend. Let me explain this to you. This is probably my oldest tradition and probably the coolest thing that I know. And it just sort of organically happened. My three oldest friends in the world, I get together with. We try to do it every year. We meet up at somebody's house, just the four of us. We hang around. We invariably grill something. We spend the weekend together, and we cut an album. Now, I grew up as a musician. One of the other guys is a musician. He's a good guitarist. He's a phenomenal drummer. The other two guys can really sing very well. They both play some guitar. We put it together, and you may have seen some of the tracks I put up here. We just do it for fun. You can go to thecaucasianboys.com. That was the name. Remember, we named ourselves in the late 80s, and it's really hard to get any whiter than this band, to be honest with you. But you can go to thecaucasianboys.com, check it out. We've got some demos posted up there. I think, actually, there's a link on this page, but that might be one of those things that I meant to do and didn't. Anyway, we're getting together next week. That's the countdown. And so this is something I look forward to every year. It's like the Super Bowl for me. As a friend of mine pointed out, us getting together, it's like the big chill, except without that pesky dead body. So means a lot. We're gearing up for it. Been working out and writing some songs, that kind of stuff. So it has been a very, very busy time. So quickly, a couple of things that I've noticed. Writer strike. Before I get to the writer strike, the other day I was in a toy store, which, yeah, I do that. And they were playing over the intercom, "If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands." This has kind of confused me. Is there anybody who's happy and doesn't know it? Does that happen often? I got to thinking, well, maybe, you know, maybe a coma patient who's having a wet dream. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's the only way. I think "if you and you know it" should be superfluous. It should just be, "if you're happy, clap your hands." There you go. Boom. Shortens up the song by probably about 30 seconds in there. Writer's strike appears to be over. Not officially, but sources are saying it's over. And this is Thursday night, so by the time this hits the website, it may already be done. I am still surprised at how many people were totally against the writers. How many people just buy right into the whole big business theory of economics and just ignored the people who actually did the work? I think because people are saying, you know, the writers are greedy and, you know, just let them stay out forever or whatever. I think these are people who think that the characters on TV, you know, are actually the people. These are people that show up for like signings at malls for soap opera actors and actresses and call them by their character names, you know, and they think that they just make those things up. I'm not talking about like Jay Leno's monologue. I'm talking about CSI, you know, people that actually think that those words just appear and people are walking around doing that. So hopefully the writer's strike is over so we can get rid of American Gladiators and we can get the whatever's coming up next on the FX. I want to get the Shield back. I want to finish Lost. I want the good stuff to return. The stuff that wasn't good can go ahead and stay gone. We'll see how that works out. But hopefully we're done with that. All right, that's going to do it for today. This is your readaboutit.com podcast for Friday. I'll try to have this once again on a semi-reliable basis, and we'll have more stuff up on the website next week. Please check it out. And maybe some Caucasian Boys tracks also. By the way, search for The Caucasian Boys, because if you just search for Caucasian Boys, you're going to get stuff that you know really don't want and you really shouldn't be looking for at work, to be honest with you. So, TheCaucasianBoys.com. That's it for me. I'm done. Getting ready for the weekend. Have a great one, everybody, for yourselves. I'm Reed Kerr, and as always, Seacrest out.